here's a story from The World.
In Colombia, what many thought was an engineering impossibility is becoming a reality. A metro system for the capital city of Bogota is finally being built, the biggest construction project in Colombia's history. It's being headed up by two corporations, and both are from China. As The World's Jorge Valencia reports, the Bogota Metro has a lot of meaning for China, but also for the United States.
80 years. That's how long political leaders in Bogota have been trying to get a metro built. So last week's ceremony for the official beginning of construction was rich in symbolism. Colombia's national anthem played while dignitaries sat in front of a screen with writing in Spanish and Mandarin.
Señor Presidente de la República, Iván Duque Márquez.
Bogotá Mayor Claudia López thanked President Iván Duque for his help.
Su Excelencia Lan Hu, Embajador de la República Popular de China.
And she welcomed the Chinese ambassador to Colombia, Lan Hu. She handed him a hard hat and said she hoped the construction site where they were sitting would soon become the center of the city's first Chinatown. Every cosmopolitan city needs a Chinatown, López says. And indeed, Bogotá will receive over the next few years thousands of high-skilled workers from China. A promotional video from the Bogotá Metro Company presents this as an opportunity.
Metrolínea 1 SAS está integrada por las compañías China Harbor Engineering Company Limited.
The two companies building the metro are the Chinese government-owned China Harbor Engineering and Xi'an Metro. They're starting off with a 17-mile line that will cost about $3.9 billion. The two Chinese companies have built railways across Southeast Asia and Australia.
Wuhan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, and Canberra and Sydney in Australia.
In Latin America, the Bogotá Metro is a landmark for Chinese influence. After all, Colombia is one of the last economies in the region to receive major Chinese investment. Diana Andrea Gómez Díaz is an international relations professor at the Universidad Nacional de Colombia.
Es un gran logro porque a China le ha costado mucho trabajo entender.
It's a major achievement for China, Gómez Díaz says, because it took them a long time to understand Colombia. Unlike in Brazil or Chile, where Chinese companies have had major presence for decades, in Colombia, they've entered the market only in recent years. But it hasn't always been without conflict. A few years ago, the Chinese ambassador in Bogotá was heckled when he visited a downtown shopping area. Local business owners were upset because they said Chinese importers were competing unfairly. The incident speaks to one of the biggest challenges for even a small-scale migration from China, says Professor Gómez López.
¿Cómo se inserta, por ejemplo, esa comunidad inmigrante china en Bogotá? Eso me parece delicado, teniendo en cuenta
She asks, how do we integrate the Chinese immigrant community to Bogotá? Colombia's migration policies have historically been unfriendly to migration from Asia, Gómez López says. So this could be a turning point for Colombia toward the Asia-Pacific region and away from one of the country's longtime closest allies, the United States. Darío Germán Umaña Mendoza is a retired economist from the Universidad Nacional.
Mientras que los Estados Unidos se aleja de Latinoamérica en muchos casos.
As the United States gets further away from Latin America, he says, China has a comprehensive strategy that includes large-scale construction projects like the Bogotá Metro, loaning money to national governments, and increasing Chinese exports.
La China, pues, tiene una estrategia con respecto a Latinoamérica y los latinoamericanos no tenemos ninguna estrategia. Al contrario.
Umaña Mendoza says that China has a clear strategy for Latin America, but collectively, Latin America has nothing. That's the biggest challenge for individual countries like Colombia, he says, not knowing how China's growing influence will be a part of their own growth. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.
From PRX.